Blog Talk Radio.
Take heart.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to tonight's show. Let me make sure you can hear me. Okay, I'm doing a test call. I think you can hear me.
Okay, I'm just testing myself out. I'm going to go another one because it sounds staticky, but it might be because my phone is too close to my computer to do a real test. Okay, I can hear myself. Well, welcome to tonight's show. I am your host tonight. I'm Tanisha. My husband is away. He's helping a buddy with a home inspection, so he might join us before the show ends, but I'm not sure. Hopefully he does. But welcome to tonight's show. Today is... I don't even know today's date. Hold on. It's April 6th, 2022, and it is 7:15 p.m. Central Standard Time. And again, welcome. You have to bear with me tonight. My allergies are, they are flared up. So I might have to take periodic breaks because I am completely stopped up. I took meds. It is just crazy out here in Texas. The allergies are so, like, most people's allergies are so bad. And I'm believing God for healing. But I've been out here for almost 17 years, and every year it's like the same thing. Sometimes it gets a little better. I've found a natural med that I take. It's organic, and it's very helpful as long as I take it in the morning, but I have to take it every 6 to 8 hours to kind of keep it going. So the minute it, like, wears off, I'm just back in the same position that I was in from the start, but I have noticed that they've gotten a little better. Like, they're not as bad as they used to be. So keep me lifted in prayer. Bear with me tonight as we get through this show. But I'm excited to be here. I'm glad that you tuned in tonight. God is really speaking, and I hope that you have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, because the Word says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. It is so important during these times that we are in tune to the Spirit of God and what he is saying and how he's moving. Especially when we see, like, a lot of the headlines and things that goes on in the world, it's easy to get caught up in it, to get up in arms, to get upset. But when we have an ear to hear what the Spirit says, we can rejoice because we know that nothing is a shock to God. We're really watching Bible prophecy unfold right before our eyes. Saw an article, it was actually sent to me earlier today. I'm going to pull it up. Excuse me. Hold on, give me a minute here. It was sent to me pretty early this morning about LA County voting to ban official travel to Texas and Florida over recent LGBTQ plus policies. Because, as you know, Florida passed a policy that said that teachers aren't allowed to teach kindergarten to third about gender assignment and all that kind of stuff. And then in Texas, they passed a law that gender reassignment surgery for minors, I believe, is considered abusive, a child abuse. And it'll be investigated if health providers or people report that that's trying to be done. And so now LA County has banned official travel to Texas and Florida because of those policies. Now, some people that I know got you know, pretty upset, like, you know, this is the land of the free. How dare they do this? But these things are needed. These things are necessary. We're going to see more and more of these things because we are in the end times. Okay, that's just a fact. And in the end times, there's going to be a formation of a one world government. And so in order for a one world government to take place and in order for even the Antichrist and his false prophet to be able to have the power and to get agreement, there has to be like chaotic things, division, things that people don't like. Because again, he's going to come in as a person who's uniting people, who's bringing peace, who's solving problems. And in order to solve problems, there has to be problems. In order to provide a solution for unity, there has to be division. There has to be an environment in order for him to come in and fix that environment. So we're going to see a lot more things like this And this is official travel, so I'm not quite sure what all that entails. I don't know if it's just something like for the county officials to travel to these places, or I'm not sure. I have to do a little bit more digging. But people are like, you know, this is the United States. They can't do that. But we saw how the United States did and things that were being put into place during the pandemic. When you go in places and they're saying, hey, if you don't have this card, you don't have this vaccination, you don't have these shots, you can't enter. And we saw this division over mask, no mask, and who could go in, who couldn't go in. Like, so we're already seeing this pandemic has set the tone, has set the foundation for what we are going to see moving forward in our world. It's not going to stop because this is all what's necessary for the formation of the one world government. And I know something that the Lord has spoken to me about personally is for what he's going to start doing with believers. More and more believers are going to start feeling the need to buy land, right? Feeling the need to learn how to do things manually, because you see everything is going to computers, right? Even your car. Like, I have a brand new car and it's basically a computer on wheels. I could literally turn my engine on from an app. I can lock the doors from an app, unlock the doors. I can set the temperature. I can do everything. Well, things that are required for my car to start and go and all that kind of stuff from an app, which means that my car is a computer. So that's where we're moving, where everything is digital. Everything's computerized. I saw a video yesterday of a hotel that had where the staff, like instead of the maid staff or wait, I'm not sure what they call hospitality staff, that would normally bring like your towels and your toiletries and all that kind of thing, where it was done by robots. So robots will come up to your room and you grab your towels and your toiletries and then the robot goes to the next room. We are moving into a digital, completely dependent on technology society. And so what we're going to start seeing is God teaching us how to operate if those things were not into place, right? Would you, you know, how to operate a regular car? Like we have my oldest daughter his old car, and it's a like 98 car. It's in really good shape, but it's not computerized at all. So it's like plug and play, change out the things. Like nowadays, like with my car, if I needed to get work done on it, I would have to go to the dealership because, again, it's like a big old computer, where the old school cars, come on, 70s, 80s kids, it's parts. You could just part it out. You can go to the junkyard, get parts. You can buy parts from online or whatever. But it's basically like plug and play, swapping out the parts. It's easy to get to and all that kind of stuff. It doesn't require all these resets and all this stuff that these new cars require. More and more people are starting to take an interest in growing their own food, right? Starting to see it more of an interest for people gardening and knowing what type of conditions are needed with the soil and planting herbs and spices and all this kind of stuff. And maybe you've even been feeling like that and you don't know why. But I believe it's because God is going to position us as believers to have our own system. So while this one world government system, right now we're seeing it a brewing. Have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying so that you're not surprised by these things. You don't want to get sideswiped when it's formed. Have an ear to hear. What is the Spirit saying? But while the devil is doing his thing with this one world government that's brewing and that's taking place subtly, God is doing what he does too. He always provides us with an out. He always provides us with a solution to a problem. And so if you're feeling like that, you're feeling the need to learn things manual. Maybe you're wanting to learn how to code a computer using MS-DOS. I don't know if that's still the backdrop to systems or whatever. But do what God is telling you to do. If God is telling you to buy land, buy land. If God is telling you to learn how to farm, learn how to farm. Because what doesn't make sense might make sense next year or 2 years or 5 years or 10 years down the line. Because when you really think about it, even 10 years isn't that far away. If somebody was to tell you by 2033, we would be in a one world government. That's not that far away. And so have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Do the things that God is telling you to do. If he's telling you how to learn how to repair cars, manual cars, learn how to repair manual cars. If he's telling you to learn about fiber optic phone wiring and all that kind of stuff and how to use analog phones, back in the days we used to have these things called house phones. We don't have them anymore. But people had house phones and they were not connected through the internet. Because I know nowadays when you get the internet and they give you a phone, a house phone, but it's connected to the internet. Back in the day, these phones were not connected to the internet. I remember a time when we were on dial-up, but the phones were connected through like the wiring in the house and through the phone poles and all that kind of stuff. So if the internet went down, your phone was still working. So now even the concept of house phones are connected to digital, you know, internet technology. You know, the way your cable, it's all through like internet technology for the most part. So if your internet goes down, your phone goes down, your house phone goes down, right? Not your cell phone. Your house phone goes down and your cable and all that stuff goes down because a lot of things are tied to the internet. So you might think it's silly, like, well, why would I learn how to do analog phone systems, so old school phone systems, if everything's digital? Just do what God is telling you to do. Because you don't know what's going to happen 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 years down the line. You don't know. But God does. And so what if it gets to the point where people need to, in order to communicate, because the government might be controlling the internet, and you might want to call somebody. Maybe nobody else but you or a few other people will know how to, you do the technology to have analog phones or house phones that are not connected to the internet. Just do what God is telling you to do and take heart. Don't be dismayed by what you're seeing going on in the world. Don't let your heart be troubled about what's going on in the world. Ask God, what do you want me to do? Because he got it under control. These things have to happen. And I know personally, it's sometimes it's hard to just watch and see how this world is going, because it's not like it was when I was coming up. I'll tell you that. It's a different place. But I'm here in this time because God saw me fit to be in this time. And if God saw me fit to be in this time, then he knows that I have something that this world needs. And he knows that I have what it takes to overcome the world just as he overcame the world. You know, the more headlines you read, sometimes it makes me sick to my stomach how mean people are, how cruel people are to one another. But it lines up to scripture. The scripture talks about people being lovers of self and all that kind of stuff. There's all this is a heavy description of how people will be in times, and we're seeing that. And so while I'm dismayed by what people do in the state that people's minds are in and how they're just not concerned about the things of God, I can also rejoice because God's word is proving itself to be true over and over again. So it's not a surprise to me that the things that are taking place lines up to what scripture said would take place in these end times. So it's so important. I can't stress enough the importance of hearing God and knowing God and knowing his voice. That is so important during these times, because you think the Antichrist and his false prophet are going to be all obvious? They're not. They're not going to be obvious. People, even the elite, are going to be deceived. They're going to come. They're going to know the word. Oof, they're going to know the word. They're going to become, they come in peace, with glad tidings, wanting to unite everybody. Because even the elect, it says, that's what I meant instead of elite, even the elect will be deceived. Some of them will be deceived. Deception requires trickery that mimics reality. Right? Have you ever been deceived? I know I have. It's not a good feeling when you get the revelation that, wait a minute, I've been deceived. And prior to that revelation, when you're in deception, you don't know it. It's trickery that mimics the truth. And very good. So it's not like it's, you know, mimicking the truth and it's like a really bad knockoff of the truth. No, it's just maybe a couple ingredients off. It really looks like the real deal. Or it wouldn't be deception. How can you arm yourself against deception, you might ask? Because nobody wakes up and says, you know what? I want to be deceived. Right? Think about the time you've been deceived and how you felt once you got the revelation that you were deceived. You didn't just be like, well, I was deceived and go about your regularly scheduled program. No, there's a pain and even an anger that comes along with it. Why is there a pain and anger? Because you didn't want to be deceived. Because now you see that if you backtrack, some of the choices that you made and the decisions and the moves that you made was based on a false reality. It wasn't based on the truth. It was based on deception. And that angers you or makes you sad or mad or even can send you in a tailspin because nobody wakes up and says, I want to be deceived. This is not things that people aspire. When you check people's vision boards, right, being deceived is not on there. It's not going to be on nobody's bucket list. It's not somebody's goal. It's not, people don't want that. But yet sometimes there they are, myself included. So how do you arm yourself against deception? By knowing the truth, right? Because if you don't know the truth, if you don't know the facts, you don't have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of something, then something can sound, oh, yeah, that sounds about right. How many times have you done that? Something sounds about right. How can it sound about right if you don't know what right is as a matter of fact? Hey, that sounds good. Yeah, that sounds reasonable, right? Because we start to reason in our own human minds when we know the word of God says his thoughts are not like our thoughts and his ways are not like our ways. But that's all we can work with. That sounds about right. That doesn't sound bad, right? And then when you get the revelation, oh my gosh, I would have never thought that, right? That's always what you said. I never would have thought that. Yeah, because you used your own thoughts. You didn't tap into his thoughts. You didn't let that mind that be in Christ Jesus be in you because you use your own human understanding and limited abilities of comprehension. So we need to arm ourselves. We need to get into our word. This is a must. Because people perish for what? Lack of knowledge. The knowledge is there. It's there for the taking. It's there for the asking. It hurts my heart. It hurts my soul to see believers suffering because their lack of knowledge when they have the access. Here they are perishing in areas of their life, right? Parenting. Kids is out of control. Don't know what to do. But the word gives us instructions on how to train our children. But you just figuring, oh, this is what's working. Don't do what's working. Do what's right. Who cares if it's what's working? What's working can stop working. Do what's right. Because let me tell you something. Good advice could Pied Piper you to destruction. Your own mama's advice can Pied Piper you to destruction. Your teachings that you've heard, your worldly knowledge, your educate, all these things have the ability to Pied Piper you to destruction. But you know what won't? God's word. He's not like man that he should lie. Why are we guessing when the knowledge and the information is there and we have access to it? Why are we not using the access? It makes no sense. Some of the things that I see believers having to deal with that they don't have to deal because they ain't doing it right. Perishing in relationships, perishing in parenting, perishing in their health, perishing in all these areas because they don't want to read the instructions and do it God's way. God's ways work. Period. That's it. Not it's just working for me. Because a lot of people live that, well, that's just working for me, so I'm going to keep doing that way. But that way could be wrong. That way could stop working. It could run out of gas, leave you stranded. But God's ways won't. Let's do it according to the word. Let's arm ourselves. And people, I'm serving God. I don't know what's going on. I just don't understand. You don't. And you're not trying to understand. You got from Genesis to Revelation, and you refuse to read it. But you'll fill your head with junk and be on gossip sites and all this other kind of stuff, trash TV, binge watching stuff, things that are just entertaining you. On the TikToks, right? You know how many people that I know that have TikToks, I just click on it. It's hours of... They say things just pop up and you're just watching it. Really? I'm really going to go in tonight. I'm sorry. Because it angers me. I want you all to win. Do you hear me? To win. There's no reason you shouldn't be winning. So if this applies to you, if this shoe fits, I want you to lace it up and wear it. And then I want you to take it off and change it. Don't be complaining about the areas of your life that you're not putting in the work on if you own TikTok for 5 hours a day. That 5 hours could be applied to fixing the issues that you know that you're dealing with. It is a time suck. It is a waste. People want to just be entertained instead of winning. Then they'll say, oh, I don't have time for that. You have time for the things that you want to make time for. We all have the same 24 hours in each day. And what man sets his mind to, that shall he accomplish. So if you want time for something, you are going to accomplish that if you set your mind to it. Do not get caught up in the traps and the snares that will have you wasting your time. You could be using that time to read 3 or 4 Proverbs a day or a chapter a day to really study. You got to get into your word, because if you don't know the truth, that sounds about right will be your life. How many times has that worked for you? That sounds about right. Then you 5 months later, here you are, puddle of tears because you were deceived. Because you done opened the door and rolled out the red carpet and brought out the good china for deception to take a seat in your home. And that's not what Jesus died on the cross for. He came to give us life and life more abundantly. But we have to do our part. Come on, I'm preaching to myself too. We got to do our part. We got to get into this word. We got to know what's going on. We got to know how to live. We got to live to win, not to just be entertained. Everybody want to be entertained. I want to be entertained. I want to go to church and get entertained. I want to wake up all day and be entertained. It's not about entertainment. You're here on a mission. You're on assignment. You don't belong to this world. You're in this world on assignment. You are a kingdom citizen on assignment. You're not here to be entertained. You're here to change the world, to leave your mark, to impact it. You ever see, there's a movie called Deep Impact. It was on the other night. I didn't watch it, but I remembered it. I remember I saw it at the, at the movies as a child. Or no, I don't know if I was a child. Maybe I was a young adult. I don't remember. But it's a movie about like an asteroid or something that's going to hit the earth. And it's going to hit the earth so hard that like it's going to wipe out mankind. That's the type of impact we need to want. Not where we're wiping out mankind, but we're wiping out these devils and these deceptions on mankind. Let's be a deep impact for Christ. And if you want to be on TikToks, give yourself some time to be on there. Set aside some time, but don't you be on TikToks longer than you're in your word. Don't you say no 2-second prayer, but you on TikToks for 6 to 7 hours, 8 hours, an hour. Come on. Let's start prioritizing our time. We don't have a lot of it. Time is your most precious, precious gift. Look at the time sucks in your life. Some of y'all's time sucks are people. They're a waste of time. And you need to get away from that and quit wasting your time. Putting energy towards working on something that ain't designed to work. You ain't got the right parts. You ain't got the right tools. It's broken. Here you are tinkering with it every day, wasting your time. Let that go and leave it there. Leave it to the master, which is the Lord, and go about your business. Because you have greatness to accomplish. You don't have time for that. That's a strong phrase. I don't have time for it. When I say that, I mean it. I don't have time for that. I have better things to do with my time. And I see people all the time waste their time being petty or angry or just on stupidity or gossiping, or there's all these things people waste their time on. Being entertained, it's just wasting their time. Wasting it. It's like if you knew somebody that was really struggling financially, and then you watch them a day in their life, and every day you seeing them just drain their bank account, money just flooding out their bank account, and just going off into the rivers, going down the sewage lines, and they sitting there crying, and you're like, oh, I don't know why I can't keep money. But you're seeing it just flood out of their account. Like, well, if you just plug up that hole in your account, you would have money. That's a lot of people's problem. If you would just plug up your time and apply it to the right things and quit wasting it on stupidity, then you could accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. You can have the faith that you want to have. Because a lot of times people are, well, I don't have faith for that. Well, faith comes by hearing and by hearing the word of God. What are you using your faith towards? Are you even trying to build it? It's a substance. You could get some more of it instead of wasting it on entertainment or gossiping or doing whatever you ain't supposed to be doing. That's absolutely adding no value to your life. You could be working on that, working on your faith. You could be working on your health, going on a walk, drinking more water, asking the Lord, seeking his face for what do I need to eat to get my body in shape? Because we need you around. I'm preaching to myself too. Come on, somebody. I ain't no good if I huffing and puffing like the big bad wolf in five steps. What good am I to anybody if I ain't here? You're on assignment. And you know you don't have to have some humdrum existence. Oh, I'm so bored. I can't be entertained ever. Nobody's saying that. Handle what needs to be handled, though. There has to be balance in your life. And check, do a real check on what do I spend my time on? This is one of my struggles. What do I spend my time on? Am I giving the right things the right amount of time? Am I just opening my Bible app, reading scripture today? Well, I fulfilled that part and going about mindless things. Come on, be honest. Am I giving it the right time to really study, to really ask God, what is it that you want me to do with my day today? Am I even talking to him? Doing a drive-by, hello, hello, Jesus, bye-bye. These are questions to ask ourselves. We have to ask the Lord to examine our hearts. And we have to take honest assessments because now is not the time to be wasting time. Let the world TikTok away. It's funny that the TikToks is called TikToks, the TikTok, because it's like a clock, right? TikTok, TikTok, clock, TikTok. Time. And that's what people do. They get on there and waste time watching people look like robots and stuff. I saw some of the videos that pop up, and it's just people looking all mechanical or everybody. And it's crazy because everybody doing the same thing. It's like you can, the different TikToks will pop up and everybody doing the same thing. What? How is that entertainment watching 8, 9, 10, 20, 40, 113 people do the same dance to the same song? Like, I don't even understand And did you know that it takes 21 days to form a habit? You keep doing that same thing, you're going to have a habit of doing it. Let's break those habits. And it's not just the TikTok. It's all that social media stuff. Let's break those habits unless you're using it. You know, I know some people use it for a platform. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm talking about just that mindless scrolling, and it's not adding nothing to you. Like me, I like to go on social media to learn about what's going on. But I got to limit my time while I'm on there. I got to, because I can get caught up in it too. So I know how easy it is to get caught up in it. So I'm not saying you guys are by yourself if that's something that you're going to need to change. I understand. But we got to get into our word just as much as we're getting into the world. Because that's worldly stuff. That stuff won't matter on the other side. Let's give the word, let's give God that same type of attention. Be excited about that. If you like dances, just robot while you praying. You can do a silly dance. God got a sense of humor. You can do the RoboCop or the Roger Rabbit or whatever. I don't know what dances are popular now. These kids look like they're having seizures. It doesn't even look like real dancing. But if that's your thing, you could incorporate that. But give God his time, because we really need to be hearing what the Spirit is saying. We really don't need to be blindsided. These people are going to be TikToking, and then this Antichrist is going to be like, how you doing? And they ain't going to know what's going on. You know they're not going to know, because they're not studying no word. They're studying trends and dances and gossip and celebrity news and all this other kind. They're not going to know what is going on. And you not either if you're not doing what you need to be doing. You're going to be sitting there like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Right along with them. We should not be blending in with the world. When the world is seeking answers, we need to be providing the answers. They don't know what's going on. We know what's going on. Because even this morning when I got that article about the LA thing, and the person who sent it was upset and saying how it's crazy and all that, and I had to explain to them, this is prophetic. This is the type of stuff that's going to lead to the one world government. It's going to happen. That can't be stopped. People trying to pray against it. Why are you praying against something that God has already said is going to occur? That makes absolutely no sense. Why are you praying against God's will? Nevertheless, not my will be done, but God's will be done. Because if it was up to me, we'd be raptured tomorrow. We could bypass all this crazy madness. This world really be making my stomach turn sometimes. I saw something where an artist had been killed, and they had his funeral at a nightclub, and they got the man propped up and got fire. It was just craziness. But when I saw it, I said, people don't realize. A lot of people were very, you know, they were outraged. Like, they got this corpse propped up, dressed up, got a crown on his head and all this kind of craziness in a club, and people were upset. But I'm like, people don't realize that's what the devil doing to you while you possess a soul, while you're here on this earth. If you yield it to him, if you ain't yielded to God, he's doing the same thing. Got you propped up, got you dressed up, right? Got a little crown on your head so you can feel like you, but he using you as a prop if you're yielded to him. It ain't no difference. The only difference is that man's soul is in eternity. And it's just the body left here. But some of these people don't realize the devil doing the same thing to them. Got them on stage for the world to see, propped up and dressed all nice with a little crown on. It ain't no different. But they outraged by that. But I just pray for people. Like, Lord, let them have the revelation. It's a corpse. You a corpse too if you don't have the Lord Jesus Christ. You're the walking dead. They don't even know it. So offended by a corpse and don't realize that they are one too. Without Christ, you're dead. Without Christ, death is your fate, which is separation from God. And they will live a dead life here on this earth that doesn't matter, right? It's futile. Vanity, right? It's all of me. That's all vanity. Who cares? Everything they do, it's like, it's just, it's vanity. It's futile. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't have value to much because they live in a dead life without Christ. Then when they transition, their fate is death, separation from God in Hades or hell, then the lake of fire. So everything they did was all for nothing. It don't matter. It doesn't amount to anything if you spend eternity away from God. I mean, none of it mattered. Whole life was just death, awaiting death. Because you have to, Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. We're not really living if we don't have him. We might be alive, but we're not really living. And it's our job to do our part because he doesn't want any to perish. But what is it that you can do? What's your role? What's your part? You don't know it if you're being entertained all the time. If you're not spending time in the Word. If you're not cultivating your relationship. If you're not seeking his voice. Seeking his ways, seeking wisdom above all things. Don't. It's okay to want things, right? To want nice things and all that kind of stuff. But want that wisdom, that knowledge and that understanding. Because all that nice stuff that you acquire, you can't take it with you. Terrence just texted me and said, tell everyone I said hi. So Terrence says hi. Can't take those things with you. So put more value on wisdom because wisdom is going to carry you far. It has more value than jewelry and diamonds and rubies. The word says that has more value than that. And it's something that you could pass. You can provide wisdom to other people, to your children, to your community, to your friends, to a stranger on the street. And it continues to have value. It never loses its value. You don't have to get it appraised every year like you do diamonds or jewelry or handbags or whatever your luxury high-end thing is. Luxury car, you buy a luxury car, loses, it depreciates immediately. There's nothing wrong if you want that, you know, get it, but seek wisdom above all those other things. Whatever you was doing to get the nice things that you have, put even more effort to get wisdom. It's all about balance and putting things in its proper place. Don't do it for, I'm doing it for money. Don't do it for money. Do it for God. Do it for him. Be at a job because that's where God wants you to be. Live where you live because that's where God wants you to live. Choose you this day who you will serve. Don't serve your flesh. Don't serve your want for things. Serve God and seek him. Because these end times, they're gonna get a little wild. And you need to know what's going on so that you're not deceived. And you're not just swiping and clicking your life away. And meanwhile, your ears are barely hearing. Don't clog your ears with junk. Have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. Because all that other stuff is just other stuff that's going on in the world. That's the world stuff. That's what the world does. That's not what we do. We know that we're on assignment. We know that we're greatness. We know that we're the king's kids. Don't get caught up in that stuff. Because the more you saturate yourself in it, the more you'll identify with it. Instead of being them, it's us. Because now you identify as the world, and you're not. But you identify as the world, you start acting like them too. Don't you identify with them? That's not who you, can identify with them, but you're confused. Just like these other people identifying things that they're not. They're confused. God didn't give us a spirit of confusion. But the enemy tried to trip you up and confuse you. start changing the way you talk. So now you start welcoming all that stuff in. Yeah, because we, and yeah, because I hear so many people speak like that. They talk about the market for the housing or jobs or whatever their sickness or whatever the doctor said. And they identify with those things and they start to speak that. You better be careful about what you're speaking. We talked about that at the beginning of the year. If this is a fertile, this is a fertile year. So what you speak is even more important during this year than ever. So the devil want to get you tripped up and speaking all that negativity over yourself. He doesn't want you to speak life. He doesn't want you to sow good seeds. He wants you to reap the fruit of your bad words and of your negativity and your death talk. That's what he wants. That's not what the Lord wants. You know how much he loves you? He sacrificed. He was the only perfect person. You imagine being the only perfect person on the earth and then being killed by imperfect people? Did it for you. So tonight, let's get ourselves together. Let's be honest. Let's start to balance our lives out. Let's stop saying, well, it makes no sense. I never had no farm. Do what God is telling you to do. You don't know what's going to happen. Because it's not about just what you do or don't do, right? Or what you do for God. It's what are you not doing for God? Those things matter too. What's being left undone that your hand has been assigned to? We don't want things left undone. I know I don't. I don't want things to be flapping in the wind undone on my watch that was assigned to me because I let human rationale or fear or whatever stop me from doing what I knew I should have been doing. Because we try to reason everything. That just doesn't make any sense. Who cares if it doesn't make sense? Do what God is telling you to do. And you're like, well, I don't know what God is telling me to do. Well, tell him I want to know. You can pray. You can have a conversation. He loves to hear from you. Tell him I want, Lord, I need to be able to discern what's you and what's my own flesh or my own desires. Because sometimes we'll start to spiritualize things because we want something. I want this, and I feel like because I want this, that's what God wants for me. Come on, we've all done it. We've all done it. Let's not. And you learn. And sometimes you get your feeling, well, I thought God had for. No. You need to have maturity in this walk. Sometimes we will do that. We will try to put it off on God, but really it's us. But ask God, say, Lord, I want to be able to know it's you and not my own desires. Because God will give you the desires of your heart, right? He'll give them, like he'll place the desires in your heart. And he'll also give you the desires of your heart when it lines up to his will for you, right? Sometimes we desire things that God don't desire for us. And you pray about it, say, Lord, is this what you want from me? And sometimes it's another, that ain't for you. And sometimes it hurts because you really wanted that thing. But then you have to, that's where your trust comes in. Like, well, Lord, if that's not what you would have for me, then I know that wasn't best. I've had that happen to me many times. And in hindsight, I'm so glad that I didn't get the things that at that time that I wanted. But I can say that in hindsight, at the time, you know, I'm like, dang, I don't know why God don't want this for me, you know, but I just trust him. And now in hindsight, I'm like, whew, I'm glad God didn't, I'm glad that I listened and I knew that wasn't for me because then that would have not ended, you know. So pray and ask God for an unbiased ear, right? Where you hear God and you know it's him. And then do what God is telling you to do. That's the most important thing. Because we'll pray and say, Lord, you want me to do this? And he might say, no. I'm going to do it anyway. You know, let's not do that. God says no, let it be no. And trust him. Even if it hurts your feelings. Just trust them. So I'm going to, that's a lot. My nose is starting to clog up. I'm going to do a collective prayer. Then I'm going to mute y'all for a little bit so I can blow my nose. And then I'm just going to pray over area codes and prefixes because what time is it? It's 8 o'clock. So, yeah, I still got about 30 minutes. So let's do the collective prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Lord, for another moment, another opportunity to come together, to gather, to hear what you're saying, to take assessment of ourselves, Father God, and to just be better with your assistance, right? Because we're all in this walk. We're all learning. We're all growing. This is our first time doing life and our only time doing life on this side. And so we're not always going to get it right, but we strive to every day to do better. And the more we know, the better we should get. As long as we apply our knowledge to put it into action and have faith for it. So Lord, I just ask tonight that all of us take an honest assessment of our life and that we will do the things that need to be done, that we will have balance, that we will remove the time sucks, the things that are taking us away from working on the things that need to be done. We need to have an ear to hear what you're hearing. We need wisdom. We need knowledge. We need understanding. We need guidance. We need closeness to you. We need intimacy with you. That's the things that we need. So help us to eliminate the things that are taking away from the things that we need to do, because we need to walk in our purpose and your will, and we need to do the things that you've assigned our hand to. And so help us to not walk in fear. Help us to not walk in confusion. Help us to not walk in human understanding and human rationale, but to walk in obedience. To take the attitude of nevertheless, not my will be done, but your will be done. And to do it gladly. Give us a desire to want to serve you gladly, not all begrudgingly, not dragging our feet and getting mad and kicking a can to do what we're like, oh, I don't want to do this. No, Lord, let us do it gladly because you trust us. Let us feel that satisfaction when we do the things that you want us to do. Let us take great satisfaction to where we start to crave that satisfaction, not crave all this other stuff that the world would present to us. And so, Lord, we just ask all of these things in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I speak wellness and healing over your people tonight, Father God. Heal them. Heal their minds, Father God. Heal their bodies. Heal the past hurts. Speak against those past hurts, the traumas, the rejections, Lord Jesus. Speak against those right now and let them feel the acceptance of you. That though they may have been rejected, they may have been discarded, they may have been left to feel like they did not matter, but they matter to you, and help them feel your love and your acceptance of them. Your love and acceptance. I speak healing of old wounds, old psychological wounds in people from rejection of family members, peers, relationships, friendships. Heal those wounds, Father God, and let them find wholeness in you. And let them take assessments of self and to come out of that victim mentality and to be victors, to be overcomers through Christ Jesus, and to forgive and release right now, to forgive and release those people and to release themselves from the shackles of the things that they did to them, so that they could move on and be great. And I speak against the poverty mentality that's on some people. Some people, it doesn't matter if they get $1 million, that poverty mentality will eat it like a moth. I speak against that poverty mentality, and I speak the financial fitness, wisdom, self-control, and priorities. I speak that over you to combat that poverty mentality. No more living check to check. No more not having enough to cover your bills. No more overspending and being irresponsible. I speak balance, and I break the back of that poverty mentality, and I speak protection over your people right now, Father God, against that evil, disgusting, vile Jezebel spirit that is trying to attack your people. I just speak against that Jezebel spirit to go back to the gates of hell where it came from, and I speak discernment on your people to understand and recognize and realize when that spirit is trying to sneak in, trying to weasel itself in, smelling good and acting all helpful, and that let your people have a laser view to see it for what it is and to close the door to it. And if that spirit is already taking place, give your people the wisdom on how to effectively fight it, because they already have the win. I just decree and declare that Jezebel spirit is coming. It's going down in the name of Jesus. And I cover your people, Father God, in the blood of Jesus, that they will start to crave your word, that they will want to eat and drink of the word, that it will give them peace and understanding and guidance and direction, that they will see the value of the word of God, and that they won't only be hearers of the word, but doers of the word. It's not enough to just know what to do. You got to do what you know to do. Because faith without works is dead. And we're not dead people. We are fully alive kingdom citizens. And we seek out and set out to live the life and life more abundantly that you died to give us. And I speak abundance over your people right now for abundant living. And Lord, help us to be mindful of our words. No more death speech. No more we and us with the world's problem. That's the world's problem. Those are not our problems. We don't claim them. We return to sender. We throw them out. We put them in the garbage. We toss them in the trash. We unshackle ourselves. We are not slaves to the world. We are slaves to Christ. The world's problems are not our problems. We don't possess them. We don't take any ownership of them. We're leaving them where they're at. But we can be solutions. We can acknowledge the world's problems, but we're not partaking. We're kingdom citizens. We're in this world. We're not of it. And so tonight we stop the death speech. We use our tongue to speak life over our lives and our loved ones and our communities. Because we're effective. And the word doesn't lie. The world lies. The word does not. And that's what we stand on concerning every aspect of our lives, our children, our jobs, how we earn income, our health, everything. We apply the word to it tonight because we know it doesn't lie. So, Lord, we just love you. We honor you. We thank you. We pray all of these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, guys, I'm going to take a brief break. Excuse me. To blow my nose. And then I'm going to pray over area codes and prefixes and try to get off by 8:30 so that you guys can call back in by 8:45. So give me just a brief moment. All right, I'm back.
All right.
Let's get this going. Excuse me. Taking down the numbers. Ooh, I'm still believing for healing. Excuse me, for these allergies. Because I absolutely love springtime. And these allergies be trying me in the spring. But I speak healing over my body and anybody else who's suffering from allergies or ailments. Let's believe together that we're going to be free from the shackles of the pollen and the ragweed and all this other stuff that's in the air trying to get in the way of our ability to go outside and just feel great. We shouldn't have to come home to itchy eyes and runny noses and all that kind of stuff. I speak healing over that. In the name of Jesus. Okay, first person is 610-969. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for 610-969. I thank you for the abundance and then really understanding the abundant life and understanding the assignment by God to walk in abundance and the reason for it, you know, because a lot of people seek abundance. A lot of the world dies for abundance, right? They want abundance so bad, but they want it for the wrong reasons, right? They want it to show off and look at me, you know, you're so poor and I'm not, and I have an abundance of friends and food choices and traveling abilities and money and clothes and all this stuff, and they don't want it for the right reasons. And what's sad is that they want it for the wrong reasons. They die, they can't take it, but they're willing to die for it. It's crazy. But you're assigned for abundance, but it's to expand the kingdom and to be a supporter to people, right? Because when you're called to give, you got to have it first, right? I could want to give all I want. If I ain't got it, I can't give what I don't have. And God has called you to be a giver, but he's gonna give you what you need to give, right? Sometimes when you're called to be a giver, I've noticed that people who really have that on them, that assignment, they'll give everything, right? They'll give their last because they just got it in them. But God will teach you balance on when to give and when not to give. Sometimes things are for you, you know, but sometimes it is for other people, but he's going to give you an abundance because you are assigned to be a giver. So, Lord, we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Next caller is 903-918. Lord, we just thank you right now for 903-918. I see God, like, nursing you. One thing about me, I love nurses. I've never been a nurse. I'm not called to be one, but I have a heart for nurses because it takes a special type of individual to care for people, to care for others. And there's a heart that one has to possess to really be a fantastic nurse. And I see God nursing you. I love nurses. They're, you know, good nurses. Not all nurses are good, but those who are assigned and called and fulfill that call for nursing, you can tell there's just, they have a way about them, a genuine care that cannot be faked, right? I've been in the hospital a few times in my life, and I've always loved my nurse. I've never had a bad nurse, thank God. But they really take care of you and make sure you're okay. And then there's a friendliness that they have where you feel okay, you feel safe when you see your nurse and all that kind of stuff. I see God nursing you. So you feel those things. That he's fixing everything, right? Because nurses, they help fix you when you're in the hospital, right? That's what we go to the hospital for, because we need fixing. And everybody has a role, and the nurses help, and they aid in that. And I see God nursing you and fixing, helping, and you feeling that love and that comfort and that knowing that he's there to get you where you need to be. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you for that. You're such a loving Father. He's such a kind God. And we just thank you for nursing. In Jesus' name, amen. Next one is 111. Hopefully you know who you are, 111. You're the only one that doesn't have a area code and prefix show up. But Lord, we thank you for 111, 111. We thank you for the powerful discernment and foresight. Like, I see you really just seeing things ahead of you and understanding. Because sometimes, like, I know myself, when I was younger, I would know things. I would see things. But I didn't know what prophecy was and all that kind of stuff. I just didn't know. So I wasn't raised to know that. And, you know, now as an adult who serves God, I understand now what I was seeing. But I see you, God giving you foresight. Like, really, you can see things. You really see things ahead. And it's going to bring you great comfort, because when you can see what's ahead of you right now, like, it's not that it doesn't matter, but when you see what you're coming into, you see what God's going to do, you don't get all caught up in the right now, especially if the right now is like not what you would really want, right? If you're kind of in that transitional phase, kind of like Joseph when he was in prison, if he knew while he was in prison, like, exactly what was going to happen, he wouldn't have been struggling while he was in prison as hard, because he would have been like, I know that this is what, like, if he knew that he knew that he knew. Because when he had his dream, he didn't quite interpret it correctly, right? He didn't quite know with certainty, but he knew something, you know, but he didn't quite know. But I'm seeing God give you foresight of where you know exactly what's going to happen. And so when you know exactly what's going to happen, especially when it's, you know, when it's favorable to you and you're in a position currently that's not really favorable, it really gives you comfort, and you really just kind of just keep waking up and doing what needs to be done, and you don't let the current really get under your skin because you already know what's going to happen, right? So we just thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Next one is 321-230. Lord, we thank you for 321-230. We thank you for the path, for them really understanding the path that you have assigned for them. Because sometimes we just don't know what we need to do. We don't know. We're trying to figure it out. And I get it, and I've been there, where you're just trying to get things figured out, and sometimes that causes you frustration because you want to know what you're supposed to do, right? When you're seeking God's direction, you're not seeking God's direction for GP. You genuinely want to know. And I see God, like, showing you the path that he has for you so that you're not frustrated, so that you're not confused, so that you can just do what needs to be done, because he's going to make your path very clear. It's going to clear it out. It's almost like right now you're on a path and you can't quite see what's ahead of you because there's, like, all these hanging trees hanging low, and, you know, these things that's, like, obstructing it. And so you're like, I don't know if I'm on the right path, because there's things I'm trying to do what I know God wants me to do, but I'm not quite sure. But God's going to clear it so you can see the path and know that you're where you need to be. And you can have peace in that. I remember during a very tumultuous time of my life, and I really did not know what to do. There was two paths I could have taken, and I did not know which one. And I kind of felt like one of them was what God wanted me to do, but I wasn't sure, so I sought wise counsel, people that I really trusted that were unbiased, and they were, one in particular was telling me to take the other path, and then another one was kind of like, whatever path you take, I'll support you, so not really giving me clear direction, just, excuse me, whichever path you take, I'll support you. So I'm like, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for, like, somebody to say, do this. And the person that did tell me that this is what they thought, it was the opposite of what I felt I should do. And so I asked God, I'm like, okay. I started leaning more towards the path that I knew he was going, that I felt he was telling me to take. But I'm like, Lord, I don't know, because it just seems so unclear. And he gave me a dream that night, and it cleared it. It cleared it. And so even though that was the path with the most resistance, I took it, And even though I faced many obstacles, I had peace about it. And it did work out for my favor. Because other paths would have been the easy path. But I felt like God was telling me to take the one that was harder, but it just wasn't clear. And so that dream, it cleared it. And so I was able to just boldly take the path no matter what I was going to face. I knew the things that I was going to face, and I knew there were things that I did not want to face and things I did not want to deal with, but I still was able to take it, and I still had success. And so that's what I see with you, God, making the path clear so that you can just walk it, right, despite what it might be. What you know might bring, and the things it might bring might be things that you don't necessarily want to deal with, but you're going to be like, oh, well, that's what I got to deal with. I got to deal with, because I'm going to do what God is telling me to do, period. And you will have success. And the things that you face while you're on your path, your assigned path, it's working for your good. It's building you. It's making you strong. It's making you more relatable. So God's going to make it very clear. So we thank you for that, Jesus. We thank you for that. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, next person is 734-672. We thank you right now for 734-672. We thank you for the mate, right? That's what I'm seeing. We thank you for the mate. So I don't know if you already have a mate, if you're believing for a mate, but that's what I'm getting for you is a mate, and to just be to thank God for your mate. A God-given mate is the has significant value. I will say that Terrence is a God-given mate, and he's not a perfect person, but he's perfect for me, and he has helped me to grow to become a better person. He helps me in all areas of my life. He has a great significance. And that's what I see for you. God-given mate. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Next caller is 504-376. Lord, we thank you right now for 504-376. We thank you for having a lot of knowledge. I see you having like a lot of knowledge, like you really being able to navigate in even the world, because God is going to give you, like, I see like books opening and you like eating them. Like there was this movie, I don't know your age, but there's this movie, it's from the 80s called Short Circuit. And it's about this computer, well, this robot rather, and his name is Number 5. And he somehow gets away from the company that makes them. And he's like in the world. So he's trying to understand like the world. Like, I don't know if he was deprogrammed or if he just wasn't programmed properly, but now he's trying to understand the ways of the world. So he's saying he needs data, he needs input, right? So he's watching TV, he's reading books, he's getting all this information. And like at some point, like one, he didn't know what cars were and all these basic things. And then like he was left alone, he's watching TV all day, he's reading books all day, he can read them like really, really fast. And then by the time the lady who found him comes back, he like knows all this stuff, right? But she has to help him put it in perspective. But I see God giving you the ability to have a lot of like information where you know a lot about how the world works, right? Because in order to beat a system, you got to know it. And it's almost like you're going to have a lot of book knowledge along with wisdom, because that's how you can find the wise, right? You got to know what they're talking about. And God's going to give you the ability to even know how they reason and where they're getting their knowledge, so that you can challenge it and present the word and present the truth. But that's what I see you. Like, I see you like that, like Number 5, where you're like, no, 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 no. Like, he would read the books and he's like, yeah, no, 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 no. Like, that's how quickly he was getting the information. Excuse me. So Lord, we just thank you for that book knowledge coupled with the wisdom to make them where they could confine the wise. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Next person here, you guys bear with me, please, with these allergies. I'm trying to karate chop me in the throat while I'm right here in the middle, but they are not going to win, Jesus. They are not going to win. In Jesus' name. Okay, next person is 847-239. Lord, we thank you right now for 847-239. We thank you for the ability to really see the intent of things and the why. Right? A lot of times we just see the outcome, but we don't know the why. And we get caught up. Like years ago, I for my oldest daughter, I was working under a lady who had a Jezebel spirit. And I know that now. I didn't know that then. I was a baby in Christ. And she would work overtime to try to bring me down behind my back. And God would reveal things to me. But I think she started catching on that I was on to her and the things that she was doing. And so she threw this big old elaborate baby shower for me at work. And people thought it was so, oh my gosh, she's such an amazing person. Oh, look what she's doing. Oh my gosh, this amazing baby shower. And no, it wasn't. She wasn't doing it with the right intentions. She was doing it so that if I were to expose the things that she was doing, nobody would believe it. Because they'd be like, well, why would she do these things to you if she's throwing you this amazing baby shower and, you know, buying you a $500 stroller and all this other kind of stuff? But some people were onto it, but I knew what the intent was. And God is going to give you, like, the ability to really see the intent of things. Because a lot of people get caught up in the aftermath. Like, right, the intent happens first, and then there's the aftermath, so that's the action. So people get caught, oh, my gosh, oh, we're friends, we're buddies, because you threw me an elaborate baby shower. Let me let my guard down and just let you come in and destroy my whole life. No, I saw the intent. So because I was able to see the intent, because God gave me knowledge of that, I did not let my guard down with this particular individual. And I did stay on top of them. And when they were doing things wrong by me, I continued to report it, because a lot of the times, you know, that with that intent, sometimes when people know that you're onto them, they try to do something to guilt you so that you feel guilty when they're doing you wrong, to not report them and all that. And that's what was going on there. So God's going to give you the discernment to know the intent. Next person is 754-240. We thank you for 754-240, Lord. We thank you for just the understanding of your ways. Because sometimes we don't understand God's ways. And I see you really getting that revelation of the understanding of God's ways. And because the word says his ways are not like our ways. Thoughts are not like our thoughts. But I see God giving you the understanding of, you're going to start seeing the understanding why he did things the way he did things. Because sometimes that trips us up. Even if we are obedient and do what we need to do, sometimes we still get tripped up. Like, why did it have to be that particular way? And I see you getting revelation of that, and it's going to bring you great peace. Even though you've been obedient, right? It's still going to be like a relief. Like, okay, I understand why it had to be that way. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Next one is 251-229. We thank you for 251-229 for just the strength, having the strength, right? Sometimes it's not that we don't know what to do, that we don't, you know, that we're not discerning and all that kind of stuff. Sometimes it's just a matter of strength. We just need to overcome. We need the strength to continue to fight the enemy. And I see God giving you strength to continue, because it's like you know what to do, right? You already know what to do. So there's not a confusion or anything like that. You just need the strength, and God's giving it to you. So we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. And the next one here is 480-637. We thank you for 480-637 for really just the obedience to do what God has called for them to do. I really see you being obedient, and that obedience is going to really bring about treasures. You're really going to have things that, I mean, it's going to blow you away. You're going to be like, what? But it's because of your obedience. That obedience is what's going to usher it in. And so we thank you, Father God, for their strong obedience. The strong obedience to just, nevertheless, not my will be done, but your will be done. And really understands really the laying down of your will and laying down of your life so that you can live the life that God has assigned to you. not the life that other people want for you, the life that we even dream up, right? We fantasize about how we want our life, but really laying down all that and living the life that God has assigned to you, because life was assigned to you. And your obedience, you're going to see, like, God's going to show you some amazing things, and treasures are going to be unearthed, and you're going to see, like, things that other people would not have access to because of your obedience. So we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, my cat just came in to meow at you guys. But that's my time. I don't want it to cut off. Call back at, excuse me, at 8:45. Hit one that puts you in the queue. Typically on Wednesdays, Randy prays over everybody. And then, well, he gives a message, prays over everybody. And so that's always just an amazing time. But hopefully you guys have been listening to his shows. They've just been power packed. Like, my goodness gracious. So anyways, Terrence again said to say hi to everybody. He's still out, but no, he sends everybody his love. And we do love you all. We're always praying for you. And until next time, everybody, good night.